On this formal opening day at the Beijing Olympics, at least for a few hours, talk of pollution and political dissent will give way to a highly produced spectacle. It's at the National Stadium, nicknamed the Bird's Nest. One of the highlights is the traditional parade of nations when the athletes march in led by their country's flag bearers. That moment will be particularly meaningful for the middle distance runner chosen to carry the U.S. flag. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Sometimes it's hard to cut through the Olympic hype, the TV coverage with swelling music and stirring stories, to find what games organizers like to call a true Olympic moment, one that embodies hardship and triumph and humanity all through the prism of sport. It appears the Beijing Olympics have found that moment in Lopez Lemang. The 23-year-old native of Sudan, now a citizen of the U.S., was chosen by his teammates to carry the flag. Today, he struggled to describe what the moment will mean.
I'm looking forward for tonight and go out there and, you know, represent my country and raise that flag and just proudly. I don't have any word for it. I'm just so happy, very happy.
Here's why. 17 years ago, when he was six, Lopez Lemang was kidnapped by rebels looking for child soldiers to fight in Sudan's civil war. Lemang's captors, he says, fed the children millet mixed with sand.
The more you eat the food, you know, will not digest in your stomach and automatically will kill you. So there is a lot of kids dying, like, every day.
Three friends, Lemang calls them angels, told him not to eat a lot of the food. Then, one night, they grabbed six-year-old Lemang and escaped. They ran for 3 days. With no idea of where they were, Lemang says they took great care to position themselves at the end of each day.
When we are sleeping, we have to sleep facing where we need to go, you know, the next day, because we didn't want to go, like, maybe around the circles and maybe go where the soldiers are.
Finally, they made it to Kenya. Lemang was taken to a refugee camp in northern Kenya, where he spent the next 10 years, often eating one meal a day. In 2000, the first of two critical events that propelled him to a startling new life. One day, he walked 5 miles with friends to watch a broadcast of the Sydney Olympics. He saw U.S. track star Michael Johnson win a gold medal. Lemang said to himself, I want to be as fast as that guy, and I want to wear that same uniform. In 2001, he was chosen for relocation to the United States through the help of a relief organization. Bob and Barbara Rogers of Tully, New York, became the foster parents of now 16-year-old Lopez Lemang.
My parents took a lot of time and, you know, to really teach me again, like, you know, little kid, and how to take a shower with the cold water and the hot water and how to put in the middle. That is, you know.
He learned how to shower, how to speak English, and how to be a good runner, becoming an NCAA track champion. On July 6th of last year, he became a U.S. citizen. On July 6th of this year, he made the U.S. Olympic team. Now he'll compete in China, a country that supports the Sudanese government, which is blamed for the civil war that uprooted thousands of so-called lost boys of Sudan, like Lopez Lemang. At today's press conference, Lemang, a member of the athletes' activist group called Team Darfur, avoided criticizing the host country. He chose instead to tell his story, including how he reunited last year with his original family in Sudan and how they went to the grave his parents had dug for him and dug it back up.
You know, I went out there in December and we did all those things and I'm alive again.
Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.